Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 29 of Thinking 29, Out Loud.
29 episodes.
It's your boy Papa Don, and this is my guy.
Jay Will.
We have another treat for you guys, per usual. Real quick, you do have to stay on Facebook
to watch the live,
but you don't have to stay on whatever podcast app to listen. Real quick, we got some nice little social media.
Today gonna be lit.
Today's gonna be a good episode coming today, man. We're gonna talk about Big Soldier,
Big Draco in this thing,
and the Breakfast Club interview.
We have to
dropping gems in his bag.
Shout out Soldier Boy.
We're gonna talk about the City Girls video. You watched the whole thing?
I watched a couple times. Just for the podcast.
For the podcast. We have to know all of our facts.
I got to know the details before we talk about something.
Absolutely.
I watched it a couple times just for research purposes. You know?
We're going to talk about Trump's McShindig.
Yeah, Trump kicked it. They had a good old, Christmas party, school Christmas party.
Criminal party.
At the White House.
Yeah, the criminal party. They did
have a good one.
I'm going to have a story for you guys. We're going to talk about one of the social media topics.
Dates. We're gonna talk about dates.
Yeah,
got niggas paying for dates on the first dates and meetups and all that. Know your worth, 2019. I found though you can't.
Well,
I'm not taking you on a date if you don't pay a bill first. I'm gonna drop my Cash App.
I can fuck y'all. I pay a bill.
That's what girls be saying, right?
Right.
Cash App me before I send you my number, before I respond to your DM.
The fuck.
Cash App. Know my worth all 2019.
All 2019. Stay woke. We're going to talk about divorce ceremonies.
Yeah.
Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Very interesting.
Shout out to whoever shared that in the group.
Shout out to you. We're also going to talk about birth control.
You know y'all love birth control. They do.
Yeah,
and then I got a story for them to close out, man.
You got a birth control story?
No. You know what kind of story I got. It's written down, bro.
Bad, I forgot. But yeah, Big Soldier in this thing. Big Soldier had a Breakfast Club interview. Apparently, it was his first time ever being on the Breakfast Club.
Which is shocking.
I didn't know they had been on air for 8 years.
Which is shocking.
That's a long time, fam.
I thought they was on there longer, actually.
Big Soldier was in his bag.
Big Soldier was talking to grown man bars or something they had to deal with today with Big Soldier, man. What'd you think about it with his whole spiel, though?
His whole spiel, just like, it made me like Soulja Boy a little bit more.
Soulja Boy annoying to you?
Course he's annoying. Most celebrities are annoying.
Most celebrities are annoying.
Shit, I honestly fucked with the interview a little bit.
I did.
Because when you really just sit back and think about I even thought about it on the way here. If it weren't for him, niggas would not be wearing the damn... they wouldn't have been wearing the belt buckles that light up. Niggas wouldn't have been wearing the shutter shades or the big-ass, oversized...
Facts.
Fishing lenses.
Facts.
All types of shit.
Soldier, I ain't gonna lie. Soldier did change the game. Soldier changed the rap game. Annoying or not, Soldier changed the rap game.
He was the first artist ever to get signed off... social media.
Like, Soldier gave people a whole new avenue to get money. Like, if you're an independent artist and you can get on YouTube and you can get a million views, you can start getting yourself paid and drop your own mixtape
and
shit like that.
And what made it even better, at that point in time, he was the only nigga doing it, so there was no competition.
And he was our age, though. Soldier was a nigga in high school, like, just making money off YouTube. Like,
From Mississippi.
He said he from Bompton on the interview.
That nigga from Mississippi.
He said he from Chicago, too.
And, fun fact, apparently at one point he was a GD. Because the only freestyle he ever had that was hard, I forgot what it was called, but he was in the studio talking about some 7 Deuce, 7 Fold, something like that. But anyway...
Bro, real talk. Soulja Boy, you gotta think
but
back
Birdman
then.
Did the same shit.
When Soulja Boy was popping up, like my boy Lunatic said, bro, he had ringtones popping. Like,
yes.
you wanted this, you wanted to crank that ringtone. Mm-hmm. Then you had other people doing crank that shit. Crank that Superman, then you had that Batman.
Crank that Yank.
Nigga had the crank that Yank, then had
crank
that
Yank was
like,
the hardest one.
Niggas is real deal out here. Like, if you go back and think about it, you reminisce, like, bro, Soulja was
I could crank that Yank right now, but my knees ain't what they used to be.
Soulja, like, 16, another thing about Soulja, bro, like you said, he showed niggas that you can make money without having to be signed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, And the record labels hate that. That's why I think another reason they try to make Soulja look a little more crazy. Like, he's crazy. He's annoying.
He's crazy.
But I think they try to make it even worse because Soulja Boy hurts record labels mm-hmm. and their money. Because I can get signed by just being good and get people to view me. Now
right.
with Soulja Boy, bro, hit the bird walk. Like, now you could be famous. You can do, as long as bird eyes are on you, you can do something stupid. But if you can get 1 million views,
henceforth this podcast.
Hence this podcast.
Niggas can we get
Can we get 1 million views?
Big Soulja, fuck with me.
Fuck with us,
Big Soulja. Fuck with me one time, bro. Big Draco.
If you can get views and you bring eyes to you, now the money has to come to you. People throwing their money at you because they want your views. Mm-hmm. They want your views. So Soulja Boy did get people, and then now it's people getting signed like that.
Yep.
It's people getting signed that they just get a YouTube buzz and they start an Instagram page.
I was gonna say, this niggas get signed off Instagram.
All that came from Soulja, when you think back on it. Like, as lame as he is, he's lame as fuck.
That nigga's the GOAT.
He did that shit. He did change the rap game. Like, and like you said, and OGs was hating on him. Like, he killing rap.
Remember when he was beefing with Ice-T?
Soulja Boy had some monumental beefs, too.
Monumental beefs.
Yeah, he beefed with OG of the game, Ice-T. I really wish him and Chris Brown really did that thing.
I really wish
they were really in blood today.
Whoa.
Nah, super big bloody today, man. Big bloody.
Just, you know, I love everybody. Everybody love it.
And then another thing he said, like,
next episode on the purple.
And we talked about this off camera before we started recording. Charlamagne was really a bitch ass nigga that whole interview. Charlamagne was real deal. He was trying to be funny, and it just wasn't funny. Like, he real deal seemed
thirsty. And I like the way Soulja played him to the left. Was like, ah, nigga, you funny, Charlamagne. I love you, bro. I was like, I fucks with it.
And I said the same thing.
Had this been 22-year-old Soulja, Charlamagne would have been all types of bitch ass niggas.
Burn up.
Bitch, chill out, bro.
Like, and then another thing.
He had beef with OJ the Juice, man.
For real, that's wild.
Hey.
I ain't know that.
Hey.
Now, I didn't like
Sid rings on like a basketball player.
Familiar like basketball player. Bro, like.
I gotta watch that freestyle.
Bruh, I watched it the other day, man. That nigga, but like, like, Soulja Boy, he was like, oh, Charlamagne, you got a book? I like, I'm going to read that. Like, he real deal was, like, trying to big Charlamagne up. Even though Charlamagne was steady throwing shade. Mm-hmm. Like, Charlamagne started talking, like, let's talk about all the lies you done told. Like, and Soulja Boy was just like, shit, let's go. Let's talk about it. Let's get these facts out of the way. So, like, Soulja Boy real deal handled himself a lot more professionally. I don't know if that's correctly worded. He handled himself a lot more in a more professional manner than I would have gave him credit for.
It is what it is. And, my shit, I ain't
and he did hold it down in that. Huh. Another thing, the Soulja Boy. I've never heard of the Soulja Boy video game console, but if it is what he said it was in the interview, I need one. Nigga said he got all the games.
Grab me one when you want to
say. He said he got all the games. Nigga said he got Sonic. He said he got Sega games.
Pretty much like the little. It's probably like, you know how they redid the Super Nintendo and all the shit, but then it got more shit on it.
But that's
got Sega games.
That's what I'm saying. That shit gonna
be lit. He even said you can play Pokemon on that bitch.
Bro, if Soulja Boy, the nigga of our generation, like, they got signed off, went back to our shit and went and got all, like, say he got all the Game Boy games.
Licensed. Can't nobody sue my mans, bro.
He got all the Game Boy games, Super Nintendo games, and Sega games, and put that on the console. You
SRD
know
money game.
Fuck with it, bro.
Send us Draco, send us a chain,
bro. We advertise
we
need
SRD
shit, bro.
MG chain.
We advertise shit, Soulja Boy. Like, for real, like, I'd definitely be sitting on the carpet playing Super Mario, bro.
Facts.
Drinking a juice box.
Facts.
Nigga, then get mad at that and go play Sonic.
Facts.
And let this shit come with, like, boy, with the Pokemon on that bitch.
It's lit.
And then they got Pokemon Stadium on that bit. Bro, Soulja, I feel what you out here trying to do, fam. Soulja, I feel you.
I see what you
I
doing.
I fuck with you out here. You didn't make Drake. You kind of went a little far when you said that.
Mm-mm.
Drake did steal a line from you, though.
He did.
He did, but Drake's been that nigga for like 10 years.
He been that
nigga
for a long time.
Yeah, but other than that, man, I think so. Bro, and another thing, Soulja has an interesting ass. Like, the mudslide shit. Where the nigga almost died. Did you watch it? You watched the whole interview? Mm-hmm. Bro, Soulja almost died in the mudslide. Like,
after. In the mudslide?
Like, they had, bro. Real nigga.
In
real
Cali?
Yeah, real. They had to, like, climb out the sunroof, swim through water, and get his niggas out with him.
This nigga Captain Planet? Man?
On my mama, bro. Soulja Boy out here. He saved his crew. The nigga said the only thing he was thinking about was, like, how my family gonna eat if I die. Like, how people gonna survive without me
That's
if I die.
Deep.
And nigga said he calmed out, bro.
He feeding a lot of people, man.
Bro, then the nigga said, like, right after the Cali wildfires almost hit his crib. He said Robin Thicke was his neighbor. He said it, said Robin Thicke and somebody else famous, like, it burnt their house down.
Anybody that lived next to Robin Thicke got some
pressure. Said they barely missed him and shit. But that nigga lives in, that nigga dodging wildfires, surviving mudslides, shooting niggas. He said he got a movie coming out about the shooting of niggas. And he said he was 5 niggas with AKs and all he had was a Glock.
Shot a nigga, shot the nigga, took the mask off,
You knew who he was?
I knew who he was.
I knew who he was.
Ah, fuck.
I was like, what?
Said it was an inside job, so he wanted to shoot the nigga in the head, so he shot the nigga in the back, bro. He said this shit, bro.
This shit crazy.
He said this shit. He said it's coming out in this movie.
That shit could have happened, bro.
Bro, no, bro. If you listen to him tell the story, he said it was 5 niggas with AKs. He said he had a Glock. He said he had 30 shots. He said he had like 12. Soulja Boy
ain't
defeated.
No way in the motherfucker.
Soulja Boy defeated 5 niggas with AKs with 12 shots. You know how accurate he got to be?
I'ma stuff these Mossberg chills in this Glock clip.
Bruh, Soulja Boy out here.
Nah, he hit him with the Hitman holler. He reloaded with the bullets with the can that came out of him and shit.
I knew who he was.
I need that on a shirt.
Bro, I need a shirt. I'm going to get some. Then Soulja Boy tried to hate on my nigga Chains. He's talking about any nigga who got real chains. Know this how they sound.
He said, if you don't know about his chains, little. His chains like little. I was like,
bruh, Soulja Boy really talking that shit. Tiger? What?
And then he's like, I love Tiger.
Nigga got his bitch took by Travis Scott, Tiger.
Nigga. That was who.
Nigga, Soulja Boy here talking that shit.
Talk to that nigga.
Talk your shit, Soulja. SOD Money Gang in this bitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Another thing that was popping in social media.
Shout out to whoever created the Icy. We need an endorsement.
We need an endorsement. Icy, Rocktown Liquor. Come fuck with us.
Apple Pie Icy.
Apple Pie Icy. Alcohol's in there. Talk to this shit. Now, City Girls dropped a new video today.
City Girls
dropped a new video today called Twerk. Featuring Cardi B. So I watched it about 6-7 times to get ready for the podcast.
For research purposes.
Yeah, for research purposes. I watched the videos a few times. The Twerk videos. About 2 minutes and some change. I fuck with it.
As you should.
I fuck with it.
I too fuck with the video.
Hey, Cardi killing. Cardi's killing the game right
now. I noticed like 10 minutes after the shit dropped.
I had to go to the corner.
It be like that. It was Tip Drillish. Some women was turnt about it, and then someone, why they gotta do all that? That's too much.
The name of the song is called
Twerk. It's called Twerk. What did you think was gonna happen?
Real talk. The girl she flewed out, they were all worth their bag.
Bro, she was she on a handstand
and died,
lit a cigarette on a handstand.
Bro.
What?
Hey, Cardi out here really twerking like she got something to prove.
Nigga, she a whole stripper.
I'm saying, but she out here twerking like she got something to prove. Once you make it, like I said, she got a bag and fixed her teeth. She ain't got to twerk no more, but she still out here twerking on the pole like a beast, dog. Oh, my God.
Like a monster. Like, old girl from City Girls looked like she didn't been on the pole or two.
The other one, the one that got the song with 21 Savage, that's the one I love, bro. She's so ratchet to me.
The one that was talking about everybody getting flued out, not the one that's
the one who said everybody getting flued out. I love her, bro.
She's stupid,
bro. It's her name, like Miss Miami. She's stupid.
Yeah, Miss Miami.
I love a good ratchet, bro. I love a good ratchet.
I mean, ratchets are cool sometimes.
You can't say you don't love them, though.
I mean,
I love ratchets, bro.
I have a strong like for them.
I love them. I mean, I couldn't like marry a ratchet.
Of course not.
But bring a ratchet to the crib.
Then you don't love them.
I do.
You can't.
I do.
You can't.
I love them enough to know what I can. I love them. Like, you're a star. I love you the way you are. But I love you enough not to leave you the way you are, nigga. That's how it is with the ratchets. Bro, ratchets. I love you.
Put the light on this thing.
I love you, ratchets. If you coming in like a city girl, I love you.
Who?
Might get a girl. Hey, ratchet might say liked it every now and then. And it might make my skin crawl the first few times. But I'm gonna start liking. I'm gonna start liking this shit.
Nah, cause I'm gonna have to flame you. Cause bro, you teaching our youth. You can't be out here talking about some telling your kids about getting
flued
out.
She's still on that lesson. She's still on that lesson, bro.
And apparently, she never did pass third grade or some shit like that.
Bruh, Bro, Ratchet's...
So, she might need to sit in one of your classes.
Bro, Ratchet's do something to me, bro. Like, they be so loud and country and so fun. Who's more fun than a Ratchet chick, bro?
A country chick.
Country chicks are better, like, girlfriends. Country chicks are more fun than Ratchet chicks.
They can be. Take your mudding.
Yeah, they do shit like mudding. They do fun, adventurous shit.
What do Ratchets do?
Make you noodles and twerk before they give you the bowl, nigga.
Okay, that is kind of lit.
Nigga...
But, I mean, there's girls that aren't ratchet that do these things.
Food stamp cards, well, not anymore because the government shut down. But they used to, bruh, they give you fruit snacks. Ain't no country girl giving her kid fruit snacks.
What?
No, they not.
What?
No, they not. No, they not, bro.
And they give you granddaddy moonshine. What?
A Latina? Never had a Latina.
Can't say that I've experienced a Latina. I've
experienced a Latina chick. No. But, bro, the city girls... Bro, when she was on the ass and titty song with 21 Savage,
it's straight.
I knew right then, like, she was gonna be that deal. Mm. I knew she could have a video like that. Everybody was mad that she wanted to flew you out and have all expenses paid. Look what she did with that though. Look what she created for us, for you and me to view. She put that video there for us.
Damn, do I need to cue the Black National Anthem,
You're not supposed to steal fruit snacks, Beast. You gotta stop that. You gotta stop
Beast look like a nigga.
Beast like he steal fruit snacks and shake them in his hand.
Like sunflower
Beast
seed.
Like he snake his.
These hoes fire.
He shake his fruit snacks in his hand, bro. Nah, but that's I real deal miss that video. Like I said, and I real deal miss Cardi in that video. I know, like, you can't like Cardi and Nicki Minaj.
I'm choosing Cardi. I ain't like Nicki Minaj since after Drought 3.
I'm choosing Cardi every time, bro. She's more fun than Nicki. She look better to me. She her rapping, like, Nicki's rapping now seems like all her rapping is just like hating on chicks. Nicki used to kind of try to come with bars. She don't got no more. Cardi out here having fun. What female in the game right now is more fun than Cardi B?
Nobody.
And that video just showed it. Bro, she painted... Tigered up. She tigered up, shaking that ass, bro. I didn't even like Shere Khan before I saw that video. I want to go watch Jungle Book instantly, nigga.
And you're going to watch it in silent and play twerk.
And I'm going to play twerk. Every time Shere Khan try to kill Mowgli, I'm going to hold Mowgli die because of Cardi B.
Kill that nigga, Cardi. Cardi Khan.
Cardi is Hispanic. You're right.
She is.
I fuck with Cardi, bro. Cardi's so fun, Cardi. Man. Like, Cardi like the type that you have to duck. Like, you do some shit, she throw shit at you, you got to duck from it. You love ratchets like that, bro. Like I said, not to marry, but you need to look crazy in your life every now and then to make you appreciate life a little bit better, bro.
No. No.
So you wouldn't mess with a city girl, bro?
Fuck no. Because she don't get on my fucking nerves. I'll fuck with her for like 2 weeks.
You still would fuck with her, though. I didn't say, would you cuff her and marry her? I said, would you fuck with a city girl?
For, like, a hot second. Now, if she helping me, like, get a bag, then it can go on for, like, a little farther than that.
Dej Loaf over there? Yeah, okay. We're not talking about me. Dej Loaf can't drop a twerk video like that, fam. She not dropping a video like that.
She dropped the video, but she ain't dropping
it. It wasn't like that. Dej Loaf ain't doing it, bro. Dej Loaf ain't fucking with them. Like, musically, okay. Who cares about music? Who cares about music when they twerking? Tell me, give me a line from that song. You can't.
And I wish a motherfucker would get on here. Like, I listen to the
Give me a line to the song.
When Beat King said, hold up, bitch, throw that ass, what was y'all doing? Throwing that ass.
Bro, you can't give me a line from that song. You can't give me a line from that song. But you can give me a clip that they were twerking on. I bet you could tell me how they were twerking on a lot. Bro, country girls are better. I didn't say country girls. I said country girls are better. But ratchets are like... Bro, tell me you in a party and they play a song. And it's a lit song. What you gonna hear before you hear anything else? You gonna hear a ratchet girl go, hey, bro. And it's not gonna turn you up. It's not gonna turn you up, fam. A ratchet girl yelling, hey, ain't gonna turn you... Bro, you stupid. You stupid if you go sit here and look at me and tell me that a ratchet girl yelling A at any party
it's doesn't make the party better, bro. It's not only ratchets, though. No, there are some ratchets. Civilized young women that enjoy a good twerk.
Yeah. But they're not twerking like that.
Hey,
they not twerking like that.
I know some Sherwood chicks, some Lakewood Village chicks, some Gravel Ridge chicks that was...
Why you only name North Little Rock shit?
Because...
Everything in North Little Rock
from the ratchet. North, nigga, that's why.
Everything in North Little Rock ratchet. With your blood do-rag from the North.
And?
You a blood today, nigga.
Niggas know what it is.
Bro, look, CGLA, the group, the whole podcast just got better. Right there.
This nigga. What's up, sis?
Yeah, man. A ratchet girl saying A is the female equivalent to yelling, what is life like? Facts.
Talk to these niggas, beast.
Facts. Yo. Facts, bro. Like, bro, you can get on Snap. You can be tapping through people's Snaps. And they don't tap that right time. You hear a girl with a phone. You're like, hey.
You're going to go back to that
You're going to go back to that Snap. And you're like, damn, they had a lit night.
Yeah.
It could just be her and three other girls.
Yeah.
The Ratchet A is one of the best maiden calls ever.
Or the at. With the tongue out.
At.
Yeah.
The Ratchet Girl A and at is the best mating call.
Or if you tap on a Snap and you hear bitch. Yeah, you definitely.
Ratchet Girls, those are all Ratchet mating calls, bro. On me. Yeah, bro. So if you haven't seen the video, please go watch it. And you know, tag me just so I can research it with you. I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Young Miami flew us out so we can go on live.
Flew us out. Can Young Miami flew us out somewhere?
Tell
I think I'm worth getting flued out.
You're a nice young man.
I'm a nice guy.
You're worth getting flued out.
Flew me out, man.
Flew them out.
Flew me out.
All expenses is paid for.
All expenses is paid for. And then Doug will be my plus one. So tell a friend to, you know, bring a friend to.
Get us flued out 2019.
Hey, hashtag that when y'all share this.
Hashtag
get them flued out.
Get TOL flued out.
Get TOL flued out.
All expenses is paid
for. All expenses is paid for.
That's a long ass.
I really don't, yeah. Well, they're two different hashtags. Get TOL flued out. All expenses is paid for.
Hashtag Mick Shindy.
Yeah, bro. Period. That's my sister right there, bro.
I mean, that's my sister. Bro, shout out to sis.
Hey, you've been talked about a lot on these podcasts. So for all y'all who know my stories.
Oh, God.
That's my little sister. And you can document everything I say. All them shits is true.
Period.
All of them. Period.
Because, like, I don't even know you, but I know you got them hands.
Facts. All right, so next, the third topic. After OG Big Soldier, Draco, and the City Girls. It's Trump, man.
Speaking of getting fluid out. Clemson got fluid out to the White House for Trump's Mick Shindig.
What a segue.
Thank you, sir. How about it? How do you feel about it, sir? The Mick Shindig.
Dog, they got flew from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
To Washington, D.C.
To D.C.
To dress up in suits.
In suits. To eat McChickens. And fillets and Mick. Did they at least have some McRibs? They ain't had no McRibs, bro.
And then if you look at the Wendy Burger.
And the ice cream machine was down.
It was still broke. They still ain't get no ice cream. Bro, they went 15-0.
15-0.
To eat Big Macs.
Big Macs. He could have took the Longhorn.
They ate Big Macs.
Samurai.
They went 15-0 to eat
Big Macs. They could have went to Genghis Grill, bro.
Bro, they went 15-0.
He couldn't even got him no sharks.
To
bro,
eat Big Macs.
He could have took him to sharks, my nigga. Bro, he got some
bro,
sharks.
Bro, he flew them to D.C. to get him.
He flew them out, bro.
If you look at the Wendy's packages, though, they didn't have the aluminum foil wrapper, so he didn't get them the big value meal.
Nah.
He didn't get them a bacon. He didn't get them Baconators.
A bunch of fo-fo-fos.
He got them a bunch of fo-fo-fos.
That's fucked up.
He got them a bunch of fo-fo-fos.
How you 15-0? And only get a 4-4-4.
You didn't get a Baconator, nigga.
Not even a junior Baconator. Not even the son of a Baconator. Bro,
they got junior bacon cheese.
What LaBusha say? Come on, man.
They got the son of the Baconator.
Nigga got a.
They got a junior bacon cheese.
A Baconator slider. Like the fuck?
Bro, he got them Burger King. He got them Whoppers.
Them niggas was eating McDowells.
Bro, he said them Big Macs. Bro, them niggas. Them niggas ate Filet-O-Fishes. I didn't even know they still made Filet-O-Fishes.
I don't know why they still make those.
Then Trump go try to say that. Why. He said, Trump lied. He pulled a Soulja Boy and lied a little bit. He said he bought 1,000 burgers. He only bought 300.
Damn.
Then he said, bro, if I saw somebody do the math, if Trump would have bought 1,000 of each, like he said, that mean each player would ate 16 burgers apiece.
That's a lot.
Now I know them some big football players, bro.
Niggas ain't eating 16.
They're not eating 16 burgers.
Nah, bro. Not in one sitting.
You still got to think about receivers, kickers, all that, bro. They're not doing it.
Nah. Yeah. Yo, kicker gonna eat like three at the
then
most.
Then he tried to blame the government shutdown, which he caused. Like, yeah, the government shut down, so this all I can get y'all.
Like he didn't fucking do it.
we know you know.
We know. I sent it.
You fucked this up,
come
Trump.
On, fam.
Trump fucked this up, fam. Yeah, bro. So, if you a Clemson football player, what you doing, Doug? You pull up, you happy, you got your suit on. Niggas already firing you up for going to see Trump. So you're like, hey fam, chill out, bro. The whole team going, we won.
First of all, you never thought I was going to go see Trump. But hypothetically speaking,
yeah, because if I did pull up, you on the team, you got to go.
If I did pull up, I'm bar swiping the fucking table.
You flipping the table? What? No, fam, speaking of the table, the nigga had candle lights.
Why?
And silver platters.
Why?
To eat your junior bacon cheeseburger on.
He couldn't even get Chick-fil-A.
Bro, he couldn't get waffle fries
for free.
All right, so if he did have Chick-fil-A, would you still?
It would have been cool. Different?
It would have been cool.
I would have put on a MAGA hat the next day. I'm gassing.
Bro. Did y'all see the part where he had like the condiments stacked up like the lettuce?
Nigga.
Like they couldn't eat. They had to make their own burgers. Bro. They still had to take out the bun and put their own lettuce and tomato and onion on. Like,
so wait, it was a bunch of butt naked burgers wrapped up.
They got butt naked burgers wrapped up.
Butt naked.
And they had
burgers.
To make their own. They had to go all over DC to halfway make their own burgers.
And they could have did that shit at the crib.
They could have did it.
And got exactly what they wanted.
Bro, Donald Trump looked at him and was like, "Shit, it's better than what y'all would have had the calf."
Oh God, the calf would have been better.
You think the calf would have been better?
It was probably Chicken Tuesday.
Did they go on a Tuesday?
I don't know.
They did go right there. And it's Clemson, though. It ain't like
it's Clemson. It ain't Clemson. Like they got a regular cab.
Yeah, they probably got a fire-ass cab.
Bro, UAPB got a... they got a Chick-fil-A?
And they won national championships. So they probably could have got anything they wanted at the cab for free that day.
Don't fuck
bro, me. They could have stayed in the cab. They probably got a McDonald's in the cab.
They students, so they eating for free regardless. They got them flex dollars.
I'm saying, but you know, you got like the little fast food joints. Like at UCA.
That's true.
That little fast food joints on the inside that you can go buy. They probably get them for free, bro.
They probably got a Zaxby's or something.
Bro, they went all the way to DC in suits to eat junior bacon cheeseburgers.
You know how much shit I would have stole?
On me.
Out the White House,
on me, I would have walked up with a pint of George Washington.
Oh, God. Bro.
Bro, I'm getting some. You're not bringing me all the way to
I'm taking
DC.
All the pictures of Obama that they hid in the janitor's
closet. Bro, on me, I'm taking the pictures of Obama. You don't want them anyway, Trump.
You don't want
them. Let me go and take these, bro. Let me go and get these up out of here, bro.
Me and Melania going to burn one.
On with candlelights, though. He really did have candlelights
right there, fam. Bro. For some McChickens.
And some Big Macs, bro.
And a bunch of small fries. He ain't even getting no
Bro, lunches. If the president ordered them, every burger that was on that table need to look like what's on the commercial.
Absolutely.
Like, bro, if you go feed this shit like this, it need to look like commercial burgers.
It need
bro.
To look like gourmet.
I need this shit look like, nigga, a upscale Wendy's, nigga.
I need Wendy's
and McDonald's.
My shit needs to look like Gordon Ramsay made it. Matter of fact, Clemson should have took Gordon Ramsay with him. Raw.
Damn, bro. The next topic was your story, though. So, yeah, you got... Nah, don't tell
me. Oh, shit, it was my story. What was it? Oh, yeah. Story time. Me. Yeah. This really doesn't have anything to do with this at all.
No,
but back in the gap in high school, I was in this group called... I was in this group called Young Life. It was a Christian youth organization. And we used to go on... weekend trips, I think, in the wintertime, and then week trips in the summertime. We was at weekend camp. It was me, the homie Julian Porsche, my Terry. I ain't gonna list everybody, but anyway, my homeboy Big Mike was there. So, we left dinner, went back to the little dorms or whatever. We're in there chilling, ain't got nothing to do. Niggas start wrestling. Why? I don't know. So, everybody getting flexed. I'm like the biggest dude outside of Big Mike. Big Mike, like 6'2 at the time. He was probably about 300 pounds. Wasn't nobody flexing him. And I was the biggest dude underneath him. So he flexing everybody, I'm flexing everybody. We the last of the Mohicans. He look at me, I look at him. He look at me, look at him. Look at me, look at him. So I'm like, shit, what's up? So shit, we laid the little mask down.
Y'all laid the mask down?
Laid the mask down, boy. I was going to hit him with a Swanton bomb.
You ready?
Oh, God. I was about to Matt Hardy that nigga. So, you know what I'm saying? We get to tussling. You know what I'm saying? My uncle, you know, he used to teach judo. You know, I call him Dragonfly Jones. He taught me some little shit. So I hit Mike with a little.
My uncle used to teach
you know, hit him with a little, you know, little Akumite type shit.
Okay.
And, you know, Mike, he a tall motherfucker. So it's kind of hard to get leverage when you're significantly shorter than somebody else. So I try to, like, leg sweep him, bro.
Yeah.
And You know what I'm saying? I was trying to push him, and I stuck one leg behind his, you know, trip him. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I pushed him back, bro, and all I heard was, I said, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck is this?
Mike hit the ground so hard. He was like, oh, my ankle, my leg, my leg.
He pulled a SpongeBob, fam.
He pulled a SpongeBob, bro. When I tell you, the only other time I had been that shook was when my mama found out I was been watching porn. That was the only time I had been that shook.
Bro, you got to tell this story again. I'm like, on.
I'm going to tell this story again. Like,
when we run out
of it. I got you. Bro, I was so shook. I felt terrible. So fucking terrible. They had to call the ambulance. Bro.
At a Christian youth camp, bro?
Yes, bro. And to make matters worse, we were like in a mountain in like, I think it was like Augusta, Georgia. So it's way out.
You broke this nigga crib 8 hours. You broke his leg 8 hours away from the crib?
8 hours away from the crib.
That's fucked up.
You know, it ain't like grandma could just pull up the EMT. So I felt bad until Mike tried to milk it the next day and make me feel bad. He trying to get sympathy love from all the little baddies out there. Yeah,
I would have too.
Him did it right there.
He should have.
And then, so I'm already like, I legit felt bad. I'm like, damn, I broke my nigga ankle. Like, you know what I'm saying? He, not one time did he say, nah, little homie, it's all good, bro. You didn't mean to. He like, yeah, he broke my ankle right there.
He shouldn't have. Bro. He should have milked it. What's wrong with him milking it? You're a bad homie for saying he fucked up for doing it.
He is fucked up for doing that. Because I already felt bad and it wasn't intentional.
But he getting bitchy.
And he thought he was going to hold me. Aha, plot twist. I'm the one that got the sauce off that because everybody saw that I feel bad because he didn't feel bad trying to make me feel bad. So everybody was like, Mike, you're an ass. Donovan, give me a hug because you feel bad. Yeah, I felt terrible. They was like, oh, it's okay, Donovan. You didn't mean it. I was like, I know.
You sick and deranged, man.
I am just a little bit.
You're sick and deranged.
But it's okay, though. Shout out to the homie Big Mike. Sorry I broke your ankle. Hope all is well. That was a long time ago. I hope you're not having any complications with your ankle. If so, I don't have insurance, so don't try to sue me. You will get nothing.
He got insurance, bro.
I don't.
He does.
I don't.
He showed me the card.
No, I didn't. Bro, stop. Bro, don't do that. I don't have insurance, bro. I rode a moped over here. I ain't got no car. From Sherwood. All right, next topic.
All right, the next topic, bro. Next topic. All right, so I don't know if y'all saw the post. If you're not, go join the Thinking Out Loud group. Post up in there. There's a guy took a girl on a date. He wanted a big rant about it. Paragraph about that long.
That long. That way.
Pretty much summarized it is he spent $61 on this girl.
$61.
For a meetup. That was their first time meeting. So he said they agreed. Told this fire, bro. He told her they agreed to meet up. It's straight, I don't know. He told her they agreed to meet up and go to Ruby Tuesdays and eat at the salad bar.
The salad bar.
And turns out that she ordered like steak and shrimp.
A bunch of shit.
Then added sweet potato fries. Two orders of sweet potato fries to the thing. It was like $2.49.
And she took the second order home to her nigga.
Yeah, she did. But, I mean, who knows?
She did.
But he complained about taking women on dates or meeting women is too expensive. And say he met like 5 different women that week, you know, went to meet them. He ended up spending $300 if it's all $6 a piece.
See, first of all, why the fuck is you going to fucking Ruby Tuesdays or any restaurant for a meetup?
A meetup.
If y'all linking up, like somebody had posted in the group, like a meetup is at the park.
Yes.
A long walk after dark.
Okay, Jill Scott.
Might even get a little Jill Scott if the vibe is right.
You might get a little Jill Scott.
No lie.
Yesterday I was thinking.
You got some Jill Scott yesterday?
No.
He said that too quick. He got some Jill
Scott. No, I was saying no as in that's not what I'm talking about. I was thinking like nobody's on Jill Scott right now. Like, so it's my time to shoot. Like, everybody was on when the microphone came on.
May the best man win.
I ain't going to hate you if you get it.
You ain't going to get it. Yeah. I hope you don't get it.
Like, so, but like I said, the same thing I was thinking about. If I'm going to meet you, this is my first time meeting you. Like, say I slid in your inbox, you slid in my inbox, whatever the case may be. And we exchange numbers. We vibing right now. And now it's time for us to meet in person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not meeting you at a restaurant.
Bowling alley.
Or the movies.
I'm not
moving you to movies because we can't talk.
Park.
I'm taking you to the park. We're going to the park so we can talk. so I can see if I like your vibe.
Go to MacArthur first. Park, feed the trap ducks.
Don't tell everybody that's my date thing, bro. Don't tell.
Oh, my
that's
bad. Like right.
But we're going somewhere. We go to the park. We chilling. Sorry. We might walk the big damn bridge or something. But we're going out to where I can talk to you. If we go to the movies, I can't talk to you.
You can't.
I'm just spending $30. And we just gonna be sitting there quiet.
You take girls who talk too much to the movies.
Yeah, like you don't do that. Or that is true. Great job. Great job. Or like I said, I'm not taking you out to eat. The reason I'm not taking you out to eat because it's expensive. But mm-hmm. like I'm not gonna take you out to eat if I don't like
if I don't have the funds.
If I don't have the funds, you can tell he didn't have the funds for it. And then in that $61 at the same time, that nigga ate good too. Mm-hmm. If you look at the receipt, that nigga got like smoked salmon and he bought 3 rum and cokes. Like yeah. I'm not taking you out to eat on the first date because, I mean, unless I just got the money to spend,
unless I just do it. Got it.
Hey, say we chopping up. I was like, man, I like sushi. Then I'm about to put you in a good sushi restaurant. I bet you don't go here. You probably go to Samurai and get some shit. I mean, let me take you here. You know what I'm saying? But that's on my accord. I'm not gonna take you there and then get mad about what you getting. So if we do got a chance to go on this date or whatever, on this meetup, I'm doing something that's within my price range. And if you don't like it, the door. Yeah, so you see what I'm saying? Like, I think dude was kind of fucked up. About, like I said, I understood his argument, though, in a sense that it shouldn't cost that much to meet a girl.
Hell no.
I think that was the point. I don't think that was the point, but that's kind of what I got from it.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't cost that much to meet a woman for the first time.
It cost me a lot.
Shout out, Jacob. It shouldn't cost me $60 to meet you and see that I don't like our vibe and then see that you eat like a horse.
A whole
horse. It shouldn't cost me $60 to do that. Mm-mm. But at the same time, I'm not going to take you out to eat when I'm trying to meet you.
Exactly.
I want to meet you. I want to feel your vibe. I want to see what you're talking about. I want to do shit like that. Bro, folks, for now, because you going to call you a cheap ass nigga. We're not eating, period, on the meetup. Unless Mm-mm. you come to the crib and you get what I'm cooking.
Right.
I don't know if we got a Ruby Tuesday. They was just in a group. They was just like one of them viral posts. You know
I don't think
saying?
We have one.
I don't think I've never been to Ruby Tuesday.
Never been to Ruby Tuesday.
Never had it before.
Luby's was lit though.
I can't tell you what Ruby
Tuesday
is.
It always smelled like the old people, but it
like,
was
like saying, but if you wanna if you down for a 4-for-4 and you hungry while we at the park,
facts.
Cool.
Facts.
Let's do that. But I'm just trying to go to the park, get some bread.
Facts.
Like Dunn said, get some bread, feed the ducks, walk around. You know what I'm saying?
Like Pokemon Go if that's what you like. You know?
Like Pokemon Go still a thing?
Yeah.
For
real?
Yeah. That's tight. But yeah,
yo,
we went on Pokemon.
That
we,
shit was lit.
That's when we thought of this shit.
I still got that video from me too, we ran in the old boy the freestyle.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, he just went up. But yeah, man. So, it's one in Benton. Apparently, somebody just said it. So
apparently, there's one in Benton.
But yeah, so like,
don't go to Benton.
I'm definitely not going to Benton. Are you trying to get me to die just to eat Ruby Tuesdays?
Man,
like, man, Ace said he playing Pokemon Go right now. It is a dope ass game.
It is lit.
Yeah. So yeah, just to summarize it, because we kind of went on long. If you ain't got the bread to take her out, don't take her out.
Don't take her out.
And if you do got the bread to take her out, still don't take her out. It's just a meetup. Meet her first.
I'm about to take her out. Ain't even spend that much bread and still got hoes.
Big damn bridge is probably where we going, bro. What's wrong with Ben? They gonna hang me in Benton.
It's Benton.
I'm a black guy with long hair and tattoos.
And I'm a black dude with a beard and he like, a tattoo.
And he big too. Like,
and I'm
he
swole.
He looks dangerous. You're not about to give me shot in Benton.
But that can't. I'm good. I'm straight.
To go to Ruby Tuesdays? Damn, man. Lil Jim was a cool nigga. That nigga, all he wanted was some Ruby Tuesdays. All he shot that nigga.
All he wanted was some Mushu.
I'm straight.
I'm hella straight.
I'm straight.
Get pulled.
I mean, you might live down there in Benton, so they might be used to seeing you.
That's cool.
I'm new. And you're a female. I ain't gonna say that. They did kill Sandra Bland, but that's another story. But yeah, R.I.P. Sandra Bland, bro. The next topic that was posted in the group is divorce ceremony. So apparently, what people are doing, they're having reverse weddings.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting divorced and they're inviting the families. They got a reverend there and they're getting divorced like in the woods. With a dress and a
you
suit.
Know what I just like thought about?
Yeah.
Just being like where we from.
Yeah.
The reception would be ratchet as fuck and Ooh. Petty as hell.
Ooh.
Like a legit joint reception with both families and shit. And
it would be. It
you
would
know be. Somebody gonna play fuck you hard, yes. I don't want you back.
Yes, yes. I like this. I like this.
That shit.
I like this.
Bro, let's get married just so we can get divorced and have a divorce ceremony.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're trying to get married real quick.
For one, real quick, I disagree with divorce ceremonies until Dunn said that. And I think I would love to go to a divorce ceremony to be able to be around the pettiness.
That would be lit. I'm not getting a divorce. You marry me, you're going to kill me.
But I'm tired of there being a ceremony for everything.
Every fucking thing.
Like, I found out I'm pregnant ceremony. Then you got the baby shower. Then you got the first trimester ceremony.
It's a pregnant ceremony and the baby shower?
I mean, I'm just kind of just going down on my
I got you. I was like, damn, is that the new wave?
Then you got my son lost his first teeth. Let's have a party ceremony. Then you got, like, there shouldn't be a ceremony for every.
It shouldn't be.
It's a ceremony because it's special.
My son just got his learner's permit ceremony.
Yeah, it should be a ceremony because it's special. Because
it's special.
I understand you love your kid.
Your kid.
But we don't have to have a ceremony every time they lose a tooth. I understand you're excited you're pregnant.
Pregnant.
But we ain't got to have a party every trimester.
Trimester, bitch.
We ain't got to do that.
We ain't got to do that.
Let's just enjoy the birth.
Enjoy the birth.
Let's raise this kid.
Let's raise
it. Let's have a good time.
I'm tired.
I appreciate that.
I got you.
So, yeah, that's all we're talking about. Real quick, that was a short and sweet segment.
Sure,
I didn't know they had those. If you are having a divorce party for all my people who watch this and who are married,
please invite us.
Invite us to the divorce party.
And if you don't invite us and we receive word about it, we will crash it.
And I'm gonna turn it up.
And I will flip a table. I'm certain. Cause we definitely bring an apple pie.
Everybody gonna be drunk at that thing.
Drunk at the fuck.
And
we spiking the punch.
And I'm spiking the punch, putting a whole bottle in the
whole
punch.
Whole bottle
in the punch. You welcome.
And we bring some waffle fries.
Waffle fries.
For free.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, last topic. Birth control. That was a topic that said women who, what was it?
Women, I'm paraphrasing.
Paraphrase it, please.
Apparently women who are single.
And oh yeah, it was
are
single.
On birth control.
Hey, yeah.
Are, air quote, whores.
Whores. If you taking birth control and you ain't got no nigga, you just a hoe. That's what the post said. It's not what we said.
That's not what we said.
It's what the post said.
It's post.
And we're going to tell you what we feel about it.
We're going to tell you how we feel.
Do you think she a hoe?
Now, me, myself, personally, I don't feel like she's a hoe. Uh-uh. That just means that she's safe and that she cares about what she got going on. Yeah. Maybe she doesn't want a child at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
She got some stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
She trying to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She might want to travel. She might want to secure a bag.
Mm-hmm.
A baby kind of delays. Throws a it slight does. Wrench in it these does. Things, it in does. These goals, if you will.
In fact.
There's nothing wrong with taking proper precautions.
Yeah.
I personally thought that post was hella left field.
It was.
That's like me saying, oh, well, shit, if Jay Will out here using condoms, he's single, he a hoe. But I'm just playing, bro. He's not a hoe. We're virgins, so that's virgins. Impossible.
Never had sex before.
Never had sex ever in life.
Just started kissing.
Like, what was that? Last weekend?
Yeah. I wouldn't know when you first kissed, bro. That kind of sounded gay.
That would be a little weird. Yeah. No, I was talking about like you, because you was.
Nah, I kissed like 4 days ago for the first time.
Oh, damn. Congratulations, man.
I appreciate that, man. It was straight. It was a little awkward. I didn't know how to do it at first. I don't know if I went to like open mouth or like pick it, you know, so like.
Yeah.
But we got around it. She was good.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So I kissed for the first time, bro.
That's what's up, man. That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Just a huge milestone in your life. I'm so proud, man.
28-year-old virgin. Documentary coming soon. Directed by Soulja Boy.
Big Draco.
Production. My name is Big Jaco. Because I fuck with my nigga Soulja Boy. My name is Big Jaco.
Big Jaco.
Yeah. Yeah, Big Jaco, that's my name from now on, bro. Yeah, somebody asked, are we for real? Yes, we are.
What?
What's your name? Yes.
We are definitely serious. He's for real. Yeah, he just had his first kiss. We're definitely virgins.
Virgins.
Yes.
Sex. Just learn how to spell it.
What?
Can't have it.
Is there an apostrophe on the E? What? How does that?
I thought it was like...
Is it sex or C? Is it
C? C-I-apostrophe X.
Six.
Yes.
Yeah.
Either way, never had that before.
Never had it,
so I really
wouldn't know how to spell that.
Yeah.
I just recently found out what fellatio meant.
What's that?
It's when a young lady provides oral pleasure for her counterpart.
Like a kiss, like an oral pleasure.
No, like on the private area.
Oh!
Yeah, it's crazy.
For real?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't know.
Some people call
it... Why do y'all tell her that?
Why, some people call it... Dome? Or sloppy toppy, if you will. It sounds crazy.
Wow.
It sounds crazy.
And people out here doing it like...
All the time, Jeremy. Some people even pay for it.
Some people pay for it.
I don't get. I don't understand.
For girls to kiss the private
to area? to kiss down there.
Oh my god!
It's man. Wow. It's baffling.
Wow! Can't wait.
Man, I'm looking forward to it one day.
Yeah, when I get married.
When I find that special gal.
Yeah.
And she can.
And we can fist bump and have good times. And
have high fives and all one day.
It's coming soon, buddy.
Coming soon, 2019.
2019.
Don and Jay get hitched. Not together because
it's gay.
That's gay.
But you know,
yeah.
To a fine young lady.
Lass.
That's what it is.
Lass.
Here we go. So yeah, man.
So yeah.
If a girl is on birth control, she not a hoe. I mean, birth control has other qualities other than, you know, not getting pregnant. Some birth control is good for the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Some birth control is good for
hair and nail growth.
Some birth control is good for hair and nail growth.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ways that women can take birth control. It doesn't have anything to do with sex, mm-hmm. but it's good. And then it puts you on a regimen.
A regimen.
Like, you know, it gets you used to doing something daily.
You know, a routine.
It's self-motivating in some ways. And if you want to pop that ass from time to time, I don't think everybody should be hitting it raw.
No.
But you know what I'm saying?
No ODB.
But you just in case a condom break or anything, she's safe.
She's straight.
She's safe. You know?
No, she like sexing raw, stay well. Oh.
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 That's what it means?
Is that what that is? She just, well.
I mean, it is 2019, so it's possible.
Hey, who knows?
It's possible.
I don't know anything about that. I'm a virgin.
Yeah, so hoes will hoe, apparently. But yeah, just because you take birth control doesn't necessarily mean she's a hoe.
It doesn't mean.
But it could.
Because there are a lot of whores, from what I hear, that aren't on birth control at all. Henceforth, a lot of, and women with multiple children by multiple men.
So some women are.
And I'm not saying women that have multiple children by multiple men are whores. I'm just saying are some out there
that do that. So yeah, sometimes if you
just saying.
I mean, it's okay to be safe. Nothing's wrong with
There's nothing wrong with being safe.
Like, I'd rather her be a safe whore than
a stank whore.
A stank whore. Yeah, so you know. Be safe out here. But yeah, just because you're on birth control doesn't mean that though.
It does not mean that.
But shout out to birth control, just being safe. It's you taking care of yourself.
Shout out to birth control.
Yeah. I don't know if you got the shot in the arm, the little implant, all of that. And then, like I said, and some women on birth control because of menstrual cycles.
Mm-hmm.
They're painful. They stop the menstrual cycles.
Mm-hmm.
Stops you from cramping.
Helps them regulate the menstrual cycles.
It helps them regulate too. Mm-hmm. So birth control can be used for a whole lot of different ways, man. So it doesn't just mean you're a hoe. So if anybody thinks that, you know what I'm saying?
Educated Black Man 2019.
Yeah, we kind of know what we're doing.
We know a little bit.
We know a little bit.
We read a lot.
A little something. Yeah, I read about sex. Never had it.
Never read about it.
It's pretty cool. So I want to wrap it up with a story time.
Story time.
All right. So if y'all ever been in this group chat, y'all know the guy. His name is Damian Lee. Some dudes call him D. Lee. When the UAPB.
Coach D, if you will.
Coach D. He coaches the Westside Steelers. If you got a kid plays football, send him to the Westside Steelers, man. You got a good coach
team.
Out
my
there.
Brother played for
good
them.
Good team. And the Wolfpack. Shout out to the Wolfpack, my boy Myron Jackson.
No, we don't fuck with them.
I play for the
Wolfpack. I'm just playing.
But yeah.
You smoke.
Speaking of,
shout out to Parkview Mustangs. Shout out to y'all.
Dunn told a story about breaking somebody's ankle. I'm about to tell you about the time Big Damian. I almost broke my ankle, fam.
Almost.
I almost broke my shit. Sprained it pretty bad.
Ooh.
Sprained it pretty bad. All right, so, you know. This is about eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Eighth grade. And we played on the same AAU team.
Mm-hmm.
Our AAU coach at the time had a little bread and like he sent us to this Rim Rockers basketball camp. This is when we had the Rim Rockers here in the
Little
Rockers. Yeah,
I remember the Rim Rockers.
We had the Rim Rockers camp, fam, and we hooping and I'm really like going in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm that guy there. I ended up winning like some award there.
Okay.
But I was hooping there and it was girls there too. It was one girl there, she like can't remember her name. She went to Central and shit too. But she was like flirting with me. She said, I'm really out there trying to get my little, all I want to do is see him bounce. Get my little bow wow on, right? So anyway, we're having like the little 5-on-5 session where you're playing against the teams, mm-hmm. right? And I get a steal. I'm hooping, right? I'm busting niggas up. Now I get it. I just hit a three, boom. I just hit a layup. Now a nigga coming to court. I steal a ball from a nigga. I'm going to court. And I look behind me, you know, I'm fast. Nobody really chases me when I'm on a fast break. I'm fast. You're not going to catch me. Most niggas let me lay it up. I look behind me and I see Big Damian running.
That's a big nigga.
That's a big nigga.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, he's not going to catch me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fast. He's Big Damian. It's kind of slow. Bro, I lay the ball up. The ball goes off the backboard into the goal. I'm about to run. You know how you lay it up, you keep running the other way, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm running around the other way. I see this nigga jump from like the fucking free throw line. Why? I already scored, Damien. I already scored, fam.
He already scored, Damien.
The ball had already went in.
It already went in, Damien.
Why are you still hustling?
Why are you still hustling,
Damien? Why are you going so hard?
Why would you do that?
Bro, the nigga jumped and tried to like he was going to block my shot off the backboard like LeBron. Mm. And just hit the backboard.
How old are y'all?
We like in the 8th grade. He just runs and hits the fucking backboard. The big name is a big nigga. He falls right on top of my leg, bro.
My leg?
My leg. I fall down. I ugly cry, bro. Snatch on my shoe real quick, bro. My ankle instantly just swollen up.
Damn.
I'm mad. We play on the same AU team, bro. We got a game the next day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? He's like, bro, I thought I could block it off the glass. No, you didn't.
You never thought.
Damien, I already scored, fam.
You already scored.
I know you're going to watch this. You're probably watching it now.
I hope you see this. We're going to tag you.
Dude, tag Damien Lee right now,
Damien
y'all.
Damien Lee.
Tag that nigga right now. You tried to kill me, bro.
Terrible. You tried to kill him. Why would you do that?
Bro, so I laid it up. The nigga land on my leg, bro.
Hey, Alex.
What's up, Al? How long you been here? Bro, I'm holding my ankle. I'm crying, bro. They went to go give me some ice and shit. Mm-hmm. I end up winning like this award. So when I go up, I got to go up there with one sock off. Limp up there. And take my picture with the crying
little
face.
Fred Sanford.
Take my picture like that crying.
Damn.
Go back, bro.
It's tragic.
Bro, he said he thought the possibilities were endless. Bro, if y'all missed all these stories, bro, I'm going to tell all these stories over again.
You don't have to.
Because now we going live on my page. But anyway, bro, like, I go to my homeboy crib, Kobe. You know Kobe.
Kobe is.
Yeah, went to Kobe crib, bro. So we tried to fix my ankle. On my mama, we wrapped my ankle up with with some tissue and masking tape. Wrapped my shit up. I went and hooped the next day, bro. On my mama, I played the next game and had like 14 points with masking tape. He gave me his ankle brace on one ankle. Kobe, shout out to Kobe. Kobe used to let me get shit all the time, bro. Bro, he gave me like some of his basketball shorts and some, bro. We wrapped my ankle up with masking tape and tissue. And I went out there and hooped.
That nigga ripped the fuck out your ankle.
No, we nigga read. It was just me and him in his crib out there in North Florida. But yeah, that's the time Big Damien almost killed me, man. Jumped on top of me for no reason. For no reason. So tag that nigga in this. Damien Lee, tag that nigga in there, bro. He tried to kill me. And he not, ask him. He gonna tell you he did.
For
sure, bro. Yeah, so that's it, man. That's it for the podcast this episode. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Anything else? If you haven't already, if you're new to this, share the video, share the live. Join the Thinking Out Loud group. That's where you get all the updates and content and shit.
Please
and know what we're gonna talk about. Join it. Share the podcast. Share the group. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tag your friends.
And yeah, man, I'm about to do some homework.
I'm about to go make a play.
Make a
flip
play.
The 8-ball shot.
You know what I'm saying? He a dope dealer. He's a virgin, but he's a dope dealer.
Virgin dope dealers all 2019.
I would say he was a VD, but then it's gonna sound like venereal disease and one gonna come
slow
out.
Slow it
right.
Down.
But I'm not gonna call you that.
Please.
He's just a virgin dope dealer.
A virgin dope dealer.
Yeah. So till next time, man.
Henceforth the velvet rag.
Hey, Dylan, better go knock off an old lady.